In his homily at Monday morning's Mass in Casa Santa Marta, Pope Francis spoke about the Samaritan who saw and was moved with compassion, keeping his heart open to humanity and thus bringing himself closer to God. The importance of truly seeing human tragedy, remaining compassionate and rejecting the globalization of indifference, is a theme which Pope Francis has often picked up in relation to the plight of migrants across the world. Most recently, he has called for solidarity towards migrants in southern Italy in the wake of the tragic shipwreck which left hundreds dead when their boat sank last Thursday just off the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. The Italian Coast Guard continues to retrieve bodies in the sea around Lampedusa, with the official death toll at 194 as of Monday morning. Barbara Molinario, who works in the UNHCR's Italian headquarters in Rome, has been in Lampedusa since Thursday. She spoke to Linda Bordoni about the ongoing efforts to retrieve and identify bodies and about the difficult living conditions of survivors.
The situation is that search is ongoing for the missing of the shipwreck of last week. So far, 194 bodies have been recovered, of which 84 only yesterday. But we're expecting, unfortunately, that many more people will be recovered today. As the survivors have told us, that the majority of people on the boat were traveling inside in the hull of the boat and could still be trapped inside. As far as the reception conditions on the island are concerned, there are roughly 1,000 people in the center today. The majority are from Syria and from Eritrea. And the conditions are really not sustainable because the center currently has 250 places only. This is following the fire in 2011 when some of the dormitories were burnt down and have yet to be restructured. So you can imagine that with 250 places and 1,000 people, most people not only do not get a bed, but they are outside, including families, women with children, with infants, sleeping outside with no cover. It has been raining, so the conditions are really very bad. Of course, the people that are outside, I include the 155 survivors of the shipwreck that are Eritrean, and it is really quite impossible to provide them with the necessary assistance in this kind of situation.
Barbara, we read in the papers that this is an emergency situation. In actual fact, people are arriving on Lampedusa throughout the year. In your view, is this an emergency or is it what happens there every day?
Well, it's really difficult to call something that has been now going on, a phenomenon that has been going on, you know, over the years, at least for 10 years here in Lampedusa, an emergency. Even just looking at the numbers this year, 30,000 people arrived by sea in Italy. And yes, it is an increase over the arrivals of last year, but it's about 50% of the people that had arrived in 2011. It is roughly the same number of people that had arrived in 2008. And so, you know, we feel as UNHCR that this really needs to be dealt with in an ordinary way, and we cannot talk about an emergency because it is now pretty much a stable phenomenon. So, in fact, we have been asking throughout the years since 2011 that this reception facility be restructured because, of course, with 250 places only on the island, an emergency could be created because one single arrival is larger than the capacity of the center. So far, the conditions on the island are, outside the reception center are good, and we are not registering the same situation that we had in 2011. However, we know that there are more people ready to leave the coasts of Libya, which is where most people come from. And so we are, very much asking the Italian authorities to put in place measures to transfer immediately people out of the center and to restructure the facility to its old capacity.
I understand that a lot of people who live on the island are, in fact, very active in helping out. The islanders themselves do a lot.
Yes, especially in this situation with the shipwreck, islanders have been really involved. Also, some of them, in fact, were involved in the rescue operation, pulling people out of the water because they found themselves, at sea with their boats. They are suffering together with the survivors for this loss. They participated in a ceremony that we were able to organize just 2 days ago that was requested specifically by the survivors who needed to pray for their dead. We organized a ceremony that involved both the survivors and the islanders. And one of the other things that we are trying to facilitate together with the Italian authorities is that the victims of this shipwreck are identified. This is what the survivors are asking us, to be able to identify their friends and their relatives in order to be able also to inform the families. We have been receiving a lot of phone calls from families all over the world asking us about their loved ones that were on the boat and haven't called them yet.
Pope Francis has prayed, has expressed his sorrow for those who have died, and not only, he has spoken about the situation and about refugees in general and their predicament. He has also sent an envoy to Lampedusa. Do you think that his attention is having an impact on what people think and what people do as regards the situation?
Yes, we definitely think so. We are very appreciative of the attention that he has demonstrated throughout these months to refugee issues, and in particular in this situation. We feel that, you know, for too long we have been discussing about people arriving by sea as a threat to national security, when in reality, and this is, you know, based on statistics, people, especially this year, most people who arrive are fleeing from war, from persecution, from violence. They are looking for safety. They are not a threat to our safety. And we feel that, you know, the fact that Pope Francis is remembering them and is frequently asking also people to think about their plights will certainly have an impact.
He himself came to Lampedusa. Do people remember that day?
Yes, they do. And, you know, Lampedusa is just a tiny island very far away from Italy. In fact, it is closer to the African continent. So they are still, you know, very emotional about this visit. And throughout the island, you can find his photos. Everybody remembers him. Really, they're very proud of the fact that he came here.